The Hidden Power of Habits. For most people, their morning begins with a familiar routine. It usually involves showering, getting dressed, and heading out. Some may have additional responsibilities, like getting their children ready and fed before starting their own day's tasks. Many of the things you did this morning weren't consciously decided. There was no debate over whether to shower or make coffee. Without thinking, you simply followed your usual routine, showering, getting dressed, and brewing your morning drink. In short, you acted out of habit. Our daily routines and exercise habits greatly shape how we behave, often more than we realize. But why do we tend to ignore them so frequently? It's because habits operate below our conscious awareness. Unlike decision-making and willpower, which we actively engage in and are aware of, habits function on a different level. When you debate over which cereal to purchase, you're consciously processing thoughts. It's a deliberate cognitive process. Habits operate beneath our conscious awareness. They don't involve active thought, but rather unconscious repetitions of familiar actions. Many daily behaviors, both positive and negative, are driven by habits. For instance, habits prompt us to use turn signals while driving or to kiss our spouse upon returning home from work. They also influence less beneficial behaviors, like consistently consuming unhealthy snacks despite intending to cut down. Acknowledging how much habits shape our lives doesn't mean we're powerless. Habits can change, they're flexible. You can drop the ones you don't like and adopt new ones you prefer. To make this happen, though, it's essential to understand how habits function. Habit shapes actions more than self-control. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution? It's a common practice for many. Whether you aim to quit smoking, start jogging, or save money over the next year, January 1st usually begins with optimism. But how often do these resolutions last? For most of us, not very long. Gradually, that initial enthusiasm diminishes. After a few setbacks, many give up altogether. Why do resolutions often fail? Is it due to a lack of self-discipline, a lack of desire to achieve goals, or simply not knowing what's best for ourselves? In reality, it's none of these. There's another reason. Many of us believe that sheer willpower and self-discipline are key to making changes in our lives. We think if we just had more control over ourselves, we could stop spending so much, quit smoking, and start exercising regularly. But it's not that simple. Relying solely on self-control often ignores the crucial role of habits. Instead of trying to force ourselves to change overnight, focusing on breaking bad habits and forming good ones is a much more effective way to transform our lifestyles. Study on teenage self-control and meditation. Research supports the idea that self-control plays a crucial role. One study observed over 100 teenagers at a meditation retreat. After 5 days of meditation, researchers asked about their future meditation plans. Some planned to meditate less, while others intended to do more. As expected, teens with the highest self-control were most likely to achieve their meditation goals. However, what's intriguing is how they accomplished these goals. Researchers found that successful students achieve their goals not by constantly exerting high self-control, but by making meditation a habit. This means they quickly automated their meditation routines. This discovery shifts our understanding of self-control's role in success. Instead of constantly resisting temptations, self-control is most effective when forming new habits. In essence, self-control contributes to success when used to establish good habits, rather than guiding every action. Your habits can be influenced by your surroundings. If you've ever watched a TV show on streaming platforms like Netflix or Hulu, you're familiar with what happens after finishing an episode. Immediately, the next episode starts loading, effortlessly leading you into the next part of your favorite series. This convenience often results in increased TV watching and the habit of binge-watching entire seasons in a day. Psychologically, the automatic loading of episodes serves as a catalyst, influencing behavior by encouraging extended viewing sessions. This highlights how environmental cues, such as automatic episode cues, can shape our habits without us realizing it. The term driving force was introduced by psychologist Kurt Lewin. He argued that our actions result from both personal factors and the environment. According to Lewin, human behavior is shaped by two main forces: internal forces, like fears and desires, and external forces, from the world around us. Lewin identified two types of environmental influences: driving forces, which push us to act in specific ways, and restrictive forces, which hold us back. This concept helps explain how our behavior is influenced by both our feelings and the pressures around us. Utilize forces to change habits. Consider laws prohibiting smoking in bars and workplaces. These rules reduce smoking's convenience, effectively limiting its occurrence. Changing your habits is straightforward. Do you find yourself reaching for your phone while concentrating? Store it out of easy reach, say, in a drawer under papers. This slight inconvenience reduces the appeal of checking messages, helping you combat this habit. You can also use positive influences to alter your lifestyle. For instance, to eat healthier, keep a well-stocked fruit bowl on your table. The key is to make your surroundings support your good habits, not hinder them. Repeated actions are crucial in habit formation. You've completed the first step, setting up your environment to support good habits and deter bad ones. You've stashed away your phone and prominently displayed your fruit bowl. What's next? How long until these new behaviors become automatic? Contrary to the popular belief of a 21-day habit-forming rule, the reality is more nuanced. The key lies in repetition. By consistently performing actions day after day, consciously and deliberately, they gradually evolve into habits. There isn't a set number of times you need to do something before it becomes a habit. It varies from person to person and depends on how hard the habit is. Researchers like Dr. Pippalali from the University of London studied how long it takes to form habits. They tracked students trying to adopt healthy habits. Every day, the students reported two things: whether they did their chosen action and how automatic it felt. Drinking a healthy beverage daily became automatic in just under 2 months. Eating something healthy took about 9 weeks. The exercise took longer, averaging around 91 days. Develop new habits, the path to lasting change. Creating new habits takes time, but it's a worthwhile investment due to their durability. This is especially true when your new habits clash with old ones, like choosing to go to the gym instead of lounging in front of the TV. Initially, opting for new behaviors may be tough, but with persistence, you'll notice a gradual shift. Over time, the desired behavior becomes natural, and the old habits weaken. There's no shortcut to skip this process, but consistent practice will make your new habits stick before you know it. Habits form with rewards as motivation for consistency. Rewards are crucial for developing habits. Recent brain research shows that rewards can make habits stick. This is due to dopamine, a brain chemical essential for feeling rewarded, which also helps form habits. Dopamine helps make experiences memorable. When you get a reward, dopamine spikes in your brain, reinforcing the memory of the experience. This makes it easier for the habit you want to establish to take root. When building a new habit, not all rewards are equally effective. Surprisingly, uncertain rewards work best. This might seem strange. One would think predictable rewards would be more motivating, right? They aren't. In a study, students played a challenging game and were more accurate and willing to play longer when their points were determined by rolling a dice. When the points were fixed, their performance and interest decreased. The appeal of uncertain rewards is one reason you constantly check your phone. Often, notifications are just mundane, trivial emails, insignificant reminders, and endless memos. However, the possibility of finding something exciting, like a funny tweet or a flirty text, keeps you hooked. So, when trying to make a habit stick, it's best if the reward is uncertain. Effective timing for rewards. When considering rewards, timing is crucial. Ideally, the reward should immediately follow the action. Rewards that are delayed, like promising yourself extra sleep the next morning or a chocolate bar the next day, might motivate you initially, but the delay won't help in forming a lasting habit. To effectively establish a habit, it's best if the reward is intrinsic to the action. This means finding enjoyment in the behavior itself. For instance, if you want to eat healthily, choose the tastiest healthy meals. If you're aiming to exercise regularly, engage in activities you enjoy, like playing football with friends. In essence, to solidify a new habit, ensure that the action is paired with an immediate and enjoyable reward. Stress prompts reliance on our natural habits. Stress is hard to avoid these days. Most Americans say they feel more stress than is healthy, and almost a quarter report extreme stress. Our busy lives often push us to the edge. Chronic stress isn't just uncomfortable, it also disrupts the executive processes in our minds. These are the higher level thinking skills we use to plan for the future, make decisions, and consider our options. Fortunately, even when stress makes this type of thinking difficult, we still have one reliable resource to fall back on. In times of stress, our habits become more prominent. Unlike our conscious thoughts, which can falter under pressure, habits thrive. Research on university students during exams shows that stress doesn't disrupt habits, instead, it amplifies them. A study observed how university students' behaviors changed during exams compared to regular class weeks. Surprisingly, stress didn't derail habits, it strengthened them. Students who usually ate healthy breakfasts were more likely to stick to their routine during exams. On the other hand, those accustomed to unhealthy breakfasts were even more inclined to continue their less healthy eating habits during stressful periods. Build better habits. This study teaches us an important lesson. In a world where stress feels unavoidable, our habits matter greatly. Good habits help us make wise decisions even when under pressure, while bad habits can lead us to act foolishly when we need to perform at our best. This underscores the importance of ensuring that the habits we develop are the ones we truly desire. Remember to consistently repeat your actions, reward yourself for progress, and shape your environment positively. By doing so, you'll find yourself establishing better habits quickly and effectively. Key points 1. Daily routines are largely shaped by unconscious habits, influencing our behavior significantly. 2. Understanding the role of habits helps in making intentional lifestyle changes. 3. Successful habit formation relies on consistent repetition over a while. 4. Rewards, especially uncertain ones, play a crucial role in solidifying new habits. 5. Stress amplifies existing habits, highlighting their impact on decision-making under pressure. 6. Environmental cues and intrinsic rewards are effective in establishing lasting habits. 7. Self-control is best utilized in forming new habits rather than resisting temptations constantly.